The director of the Springfield Greene County Health Department said the county is in the middle of a crisis. Katie Towns told Springfield City Council at its meeting Monday, 27 people died over the weekend at Cox Health and Mercy. She said they're still gathering information about those who died.
But what I can say tonight is that this variant is doing exactly what we expected and impacting people across all ages more severely than the original strain did during our surge in the winter. And while there are cases of severe illness among those who are vaccinated, they are rare. This pandemic is now among those who are unvaccinated. Anyone that is not vaccinated is at risk for severe illness that could require hospitalization.
She said the surge caused by the Delta variant doesn't show signs of letting up anytime soon. As of Monday morning, there were 254 people hospitalized in Springfield with COVID-19, and 101 were in critical care. She said the numbers are down some from last week, in part due to people dying. Springfield Councilmember Angela Romines questioned Towns at length last night and challenged the effectiveness of masks and the safety of the vaccine.
It's a new vaccine, right? We don't know what it'll do in two
it's
years.
It's still being studied.
Right.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. We don't know what it'll do in 10 years. So here's another.
The science is not new, though. I just want to make that clear.
Right.
The science on this vaccine is not new.
Correct. But we don't know what it will do to a person.
Towns disagreed with Romine's suggestion that the COVID-19 vaccines are unsafe. She encouraged citizens to talk with trusted healthcare professionals about their concerns. Councilman Matthew Simpson said the pandemic is now one of both disease and misinformation, and he urged people to not take medical advice from those on the council podium.
Our hospitals are full mm-hmm. and beyond capacity. In fact, right now, with people who are victims of both a deadly disease mm-hmm. and victims of misinformation being spread by people in positions of leadership and influence using their platforms in a way that is really harming people.
Councilman Craig Hosmer said people shouldn't judge others for their decisions, but he encouraged people to listen to experts and not misinformation being spread on social media.
The sad part about this is there's the overwhelming evidence, mm-hmm. overwhelming evidence from every reputable health institution worldwide says these vaccinations are effective, they're safe, and they will stop COVID.
Councilman A. McGill suggested that council and the health department should look at parameters for reinstating a mask ordinance in the city. I'm Michelle Skaliski, KSMU News.